This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishmaros Daf HaShavua. We're in the very last simen of Hilchos Kriya Shema. Next week, we begin Hilchos Tefillah. And Simen Peches talks about a Baal Keri. Can a Baal Keri say Kriya Shema? So the Mechaber began by saying anyone who's Tamei could read the Torah, could read Kriya Shema, could daven, except for a Baal Keri. This is based on the Gemara Brachas Dav Chav Beis, because Ezra extricated him from all the Tameim and asked a Baal Keri in Devei Torah for Kriya Shema, for Tefillah, until one is Toival. Why? There are two reasons. The Mechaber says, so Tamei Chachamim do not frequent their wives like Tarnagoylim. The Mishnah Berurah brought a reason is because Keri comes from Kalas Roish and Devei Torah needs Ema Yor Reses and Zia. And then they were Mevatel Takana, and they established the Halacha Al Pi Din. Meaning the original Din, the Ikar Din, is that a Baal Keri is Mutter in all these things. Ezra made a Takana, they were Mevatel it. Why? Because the Mechaber doesn't say. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because it was Darashi Efshel Rav Hatzibor Lamayd Bay. And they were Mevatot because of Bittul Torah and Bittul Puria Verivya. Now it's very interesting that the Mechaber's conclusion is V'chein Pashan HaMinog. The Minog is that a Baal Keri is Mutter B'Devei Torah, Kriya Shema Tefillah, without Tefillah, without Rechitza of nine Kavim, and that V'chein Pashan HaMinog. Now, what's interesting is that there are many Rishonim that they were not Mevatel Tevilas Ezra for Tefillah. Who are they? Rav Haigoin, Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rosh, the Arzarua, the Sefer HaAgur, the Sefer HaYashar, Toysus and Chulin, Sefer HaManig, the Piskei Harid, Marami Rutenberg, Toysus Yehuda Chassid, the Roikeach, the Eshkol, the Orchus Chaim, Rabbeinu Ephraim. However, that's not really relevant, because the conclusion of the Shulchan Aruch is that they were Mevatot, even for Tefillah. And his conclusion is V'chein Pashat HaMinag. But there are Rishonim that they were not. Now, let us see Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Dalet. V'chein Pashat HaMinag, Mikamakam, Yesh Anshei Maisa, Shenoyagin B'takanazu. There are some Anshei Maisa that are noig in this Takana, v'toivlen es atzan l'kerion, and they are toivel for being a Baal Keri. Now, even though normally when one is toivel, one is not roichetz afterwards, the Tzitz Eliezer says it's mutter because this tefillah is not me'ikar hadin. It's interesting, the Be'alachav says in Siman Tafresh Vav, in the name of Rabbi Shaya Pick, that those who are Toivel before, for their Keri, they should make sure to urinate before their Toivel. Otherwise, when they urinate, they become Tamei again and they don't accomplish anything. So, otherwise there's no point B'chlal. Okay. Now, how many times do you have to dunk? You have to do 500 times, 300 times, 3 times. You only have to do it once. Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? So in Siman Shin Chavav, Sivkan Chavdalad, is machlekes whether you can. If you want to, ain limchos biyadai. Lamai Sivson was became tamei on Shabbos, the minog is nespashit lahater, as long as you don't squeeze out your hair. But if you're stam going to the mikvah because you want to be a holy guy, you're not allowed to. Sorry. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Stam to go to the mikveh every day, the Bir Halacha says you can't do it. You want to be holy? There are better ways to be holy. What can I tell you? Okay. Weiter. Now, v'im kasha aleim atfila, those whose minog is to be toival, meaning those who are makban on tefillas Ezra. and it's difficult for them, it's very cold or whatever, they bathe themselves in 9 kav. Now, how much is 9 kav? So according to Chazon Ish, it's 23 liters. B'shas Al-Chak, 17.5 liters. According to Reb Chaim Noah, 18 liters. B'shas Al-Chak, 12.5 liters. How now, does a shower work? Lamaisa, most poskim say that a shower would be tes kavim. For this, it's not as good as a mikvah, but it would substitute tes kavim. There are many tshuvos that a shower is considered tes kavim. Okay. V'chein ha'tisha kavim. He says, V'kasachrim sha'arbam sa ma'im shuvim k'shem l'tvilazu. 40 sa of ma'im shuvim is kasher for this tvila. So in other words, you could go into a swimming pool to be toivo for tvilas Ezra. V'chein ha'tisha kavim hu gam kein ma'im shuvim. The 9 kavim could also be ma'im shuvim. V'afilu mishleisha kelim, even from 3 different kelim. V'ofen shle yafsik mishvichas kli achar ad shiyascha sheni. But there can't be any interruption in the pouring of the water. Avol yoyse mishleisha kelim, more than 3 kelim, ein mitstarf in l'shir tisha kavim, will not add up and join to be considered 9 kavim. V'hanach tisha kavim tzarch shiyishbech olav. Well, if you use the eighths of 9 kav, it has to be poured on you. Avaloi litbo b'seicha, not to be toivel in them. Bein imheim meikli oy bekarka, whether the 9 kav are in a kli or in the ground. The choshu derech tefila, if you're doing it in the manner of immersion, but you know dafkar b'amsa, you need 40 sa. Uvekarka, and in the ground kishar tefilais. However, mikamakim im nichnas chetziyoy lemikva. So, in other words, if you're using 9 kav, it has to be poured on you. If you're using, if you want to immerse, you have to have 40 sa. Umikamak im nichnas chetziyoy lemikva. Let's say you put half of you in a mikva. V'loy hirkin roisha. You don't bend your head in. Litbal chatzi gufay asher b'chutz, to immerse the half of your body that's outside of the mikvah. Rak shavcho alav momala tishakabin mayal atar, that will help. So in other words, you could do half and half. You could do half your, let's say a person's claustrophobic. He likes mikvahs, but he can't stick his head in. So then the eitza is, you could put half of you in the mikvah, and then the other half you could squirt him in a water gun. L'chayra, that would also help if you have a very big water gun. Avada. It would work to be metahirim. What?
What did he gain in pouring Tesha Kavin? So what's he gaining by being half in the mikvah?
Because he's only doing the top half of his body. His bottom half has a fear of water guns. So the bottom half is being toivel in a mikvah, and the top half is going in a shower. You could do that. It works. In other words, you could be even though we just said there are two completely different mechanisms. Mechanism of 9 kav is dafka pouring. Mechanism of Tvila davka 40 sa. So you would think, you know, you have to either one or another. You can't, you know, do half and half. It's a chiddush that you could do half and half. Okay. Kasa b'sev mat Ephraim. De be'eis shvichas ha'tisha kavin al ha'adam. Let's say you want to do 9 kav. Let's say by COVID, you know, by COVID, you couldn't go to the mikvah. So, can't go to the mikvah. So what's the big deal? Let's say Erev Yom Kippur. Or also a Rosh Hashanah. So you want to do 9. So many people were very makbid. They're very makbid on going to the mikvah and getting other people sick. You know, so it's always important to know what the source of the halacha is. This halacha is for Anch Chasidim Anche Maisa. Going to the mikvah is Chasidim Anche Maisa. Not getting people sick is Dairaisa. Right? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter once said, there was a group of people, they were getting together to learn Shas B'Iyon. So they started from brachas. Rabbi Yisrael said, you know how to start from brachas. Brachas are mostly drabanan. Hilchas Shabbos, ruba deruba drabanan. Erevin is drabanan. Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Vasra, Nezikin, kuloi dairaisa nenu. You have to start with dairaisa. So it's a very chashuv thing to go to mikvah. It's also very chashuv not to injure people. So if you're not feeling well, and you have a runny nose, and you have fever, it's aser to go to the mikvah. You want to be holy. God doesn't want you to be holy. He wants you to do the right thing. The right thing is, don't get other people sick. The first thing is, you have to feel good. If you feel good, you could go to the mikvah and you could dunk 500 times as long as nobody's waiting. If people are waiting, then you can only dunk one time. You have no right to make somebody wait, because you once saw on a parsha sheet in your shul a random guy who made up how many times you have to go to the mikvah. So you could dunk one time if people are waiting. And if you're feeling good, you say, you know, don't call in sick to the boss because you have a runny nose and go to the mikvah. If you're not well enough to go to work, then you're not well enough to go to the mikvah. Anyway, weiter. When you pour the nine kav on a person, yeshlei lamoid zakof, you should stand erect, ushtei yadav munachem neged libay, with your two hearts opposite your heart. V'lo yitchak oisam b'chibuk harbe, do not push them very tightly. Rak berevach ktsas, slightly loose. Kedei sheyavoyu hamayim gam sham, so that the water should reach there as well. V'yazhir lashoivchem olav, you should warn the people pouring on you, right? So here you are, you have a whole team of pourers. That's why the shower is always a better option than bringing in, you know, different family members to start pouring water on you for the nine kav. Not necessarily recommended that way. But if you have, you know, cousins and uncles that want to come to your house at your beckons call, hey, you know, Uncle Pliny, you know, it's time for the test kavin. Again? You know? If you wanna utilize this, you gotta get, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yazir l'shoivchem alav. Who are these? You have to warn the people pouring on you. Sheyishbechu keneged gufay mamish. They should spritz it mamish opposite your body. Not sure what that's coming to say. Mamish opposite your body as opposed to what? Let's see. Okay, I'm not sure what the azhara is. They shouldn't pour it toward your toes or the top of your head. It should be connected to the guf mamish. Vishir tisha kabin. How much is nine kab? Ayim berahitiv shushir tesvav kvart polish. 15 Polish quart. Ayim esifir mati Ephraim hanal shikasa de bikfort shalonu tzachav dalit kvart l'shvichas tisha kabin. Uvishas hatchak she'en ha'kelem machzikim kolkach. If it's a shas hatchak and the kelem don't hold so much, yesh lahakel b'yurches kvart. Now, anybody have a shear of how long the shower, if somebody takes a shower, how long should the shower be? Anybody here? I once heard a shear that Rav David Feinstein gave a shear of how long the shower should be. L'chair, it should depend on the shower. You know, if it's a shower in camp, l'chair, it needs to be 2.5 hours. If it's a shower at home, you know, if you go to a good hotel, in 1 minute it should do the job. So l'chair, it should depend on the shower.
You could test it. A standard washing cup is a liter. So stand there with a sterilization for the standard washing cup. That's a liter. That takes 10 seconds. So if you need 15 liters.
What do you mean, a plastic Natil Sidayim cup?
Yeah.
Okay, you've officially been appointed to... You might want to put on a raincoat and rubbers to measure. But yeah, Eretz Yisrael, I don't know.
Welcome to come to my shower whenever you come.
Okay.
I've heard B'Shem Rav Moshe 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes?
But I've also heard from the person that said that it seems like it's a very long time, though.
A long time?
3.5 minutes would be a long time, but that's what I heard B'Shem Rav Moshe.
Oh. Okay.
Meaning you should be able to get Yishtu Kavit much faster.
Uh-huh.
3.5 minutes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have a way to verify that?
I can try.
Okay. Kasa b'magen Avram. The af hanoig tefilas l'kari. Even someone who's noig tefilah for kari. Dafka bari. Dafka someone who's healthy. Ay choyla sheshimesh mitaseh. Someone who's sick, who had relations. Aval choyla shara'a kari la'ansai pater miklam. Someone who's sick and in illness saw a kari is pater. You don't have to go to the mikvah and you don't need test kavin. All you got to do is wash that place. Now that's a chiddush. Why should that be? Kari is metame. Kari is metame. What? So you're an oinus. You're right. You're an oinus for being a kari, but you're still tame. You could go into the Beis Hamikdash. Someone who's raw kari because of a choyla could go into the mikdash. The answer is very pashut, Rabbi Isai. You're not going to the mikvah for tumah. You're not going to the mikvah for tumah. There are two reasons for the tefillah. It was a takana. The takana was kedei shaloi yiyu talmidei chachamim mitzuyin etzal neshasem ketana goylam. So bechlal, that's only nogea if somebody had relations. Here the person didn't have relations. Elamai, the other reason of the Mishnah Brura that kari comes from kalos roish, not if it's coming from an illness. Someone's not feeling well, so it's an illness. So bechlal, somebody shouldn't think they're going to the mikvah for tumah. You're not going to the mikvah for tumah. It's either a precaution or it's to create a certain seriousness for Dvar Shabakdusha. Neither of those are noigea for if somebody is ra kari machmas choili. V'chein bari shara mayim chalukim pater miklam. Also, if someone's healthy and he saw clear water, he's pater. D'loy gazer ezra alzel inyan devei tarat fila. V'rak le'inyan truma tamei mishamayim chalukim. It's a din in tumat v'tahara, but Ezra was not goizer on this. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to hold it over here. The plan this week is like this. Tomorrow we finish up Peches. Really, I would want to do Friday, but I want to make a push to get people to join for the new Miktsaya. It's really a new chelek of Mishnah Berurah. Actually, when we started Dirshu 6 years ago, we started in Siman Peites. So we'll start, we're not going to do Friday this week. We'll start the new Inyan on Monday. Okay? Hatzlacha. Have a good day, everyone. All tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.